Hi Mahesh, how are you?
Hey Siddharth, hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So first of all, I would like to thank you for this opportunity for allowing me to be the coach today for this session. Do I have the permission to record this session for my academic purposes for ICF certification?
Sure.
Thanks. I would also like to assure you, Mahesh, that we are in safe space and whatever we discuss today is going to be extremely confidential. So please feel free to discuss your thoughts.
Sure.
Before we start, would you like to take a few moments and gather your thoughts? Let me know when you want to start.
Okay.
So Mahesh, what would you like to discuss in our conversation today?
So today, I would like to discuss something that has been going on for the last few weeks. They've been, getting me to think towards a decision. I mean, just to give you a background, I've moved from Bombay to Dubai about 2 years ago. I have a lot of my operations and work and business still happening in India. And since 2 years, of course, I'm setting up. It's a new country, it's a new place. So business has been slow in Dubai. It's not picked up at the pace that I would have liked it to, but it's on the right track is what I'll say. So that being said, I'm in the situation whether I should be putting my energies into focusing more on the Dubai market, focusing more on the India market, and there are a lot of what do you say, a lot of factors that have got me to, probably evaluate or reevaluate this decision. So I'm in this confused dilemma sort of a phase where I'm not sure what is it that I need to do exactly.
Okay. So, Mahesh, firstly, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Well, Mahesh, I hear you say that you've shifted, you've expanded your business rather from Mumbai to Dubai. So, congratulations for that, that you're doing well in your career. I also see that your business in Dubai is growing, and it's in the right track. And I also hear that you are currently in a dilemma as to should you channelize your energy in Dubai market or more in India market, because your operations are also in India. Correct? Correct, if I'm right. Okay.
That's right.
So tell me more about your dilemma, your confusion.
I think I haven't had this opportunity to discuss this with anybody, and I'm glad this is happening today. So the last I think in last month we all met for the program and everything, and after that I think the last 4 weeks, 3 4 weeks have been extremely challenging. When I say challenging, and why am I saying this is because I started my company in 2011. All right. From 2011 till a few weeks ago, I've never had a really bad negative feedback where one of my trainers were doing a program to the extent where I've lost out on the client. So that has never happened. I mean, that's never happened, and so I initially took it as a one-off case, and I mean, the client was a cash cow. It was, regular vanilla programs. My trainers were going, doing the job, blah blah blah, everything. But something moved, and the last program, it was for a crowd of about 350 people, and my trainer did not do a great job. The entire team messed up and things like this, and from there was a lot of spiraling that happened, so that I think bothered me a lot. I mean, it's still bothering me. I'm okay today, it's been a few weeks, but it's bothering me. Having said this, I started digging in deep, and as to what really is going on. Am I not handling? I have a team of three people in Bombay. I would say had rather. Two of them in business development, one person was, like an admin sort of a thing, making the program outlines, this, that, everything, managing everything, you know. And in this whole process, I realized that there were certain things that were done without my knowledge. And I think somewhere that trust that I had on the team, was broken. And that disturbed me a lot. And having said that, I fired the entire team of three people about 10 days ago. Because I also got to know a couple of other things that happened, which was a non-negotiable for me. And they knew they were doing things which were wrong. And I had to fire the whole bunch of, three people. So I don't have a team right now. I mean, mm-hmm. I work with a lot of different trainers, different consultants that are there. But these are the three guys who are helping me with the whole thing. See, when I was there, I was managing, coordinating everything. But since I moved, of course, I passed on a lot of, I started, giving a lot of responsibility to them, taking a step back. So that's where that's the space that I'm in right now.
While Mahesh, I completely empathize with you. I know I can understand it's been a difficult 10 days for you. So I hear you say that things have been tough in the past few weeks, but I also hear some positive movements that you've done. You are introspecting, as you said, you are digging deep. And you are trying to take corrective steps. And also I hear that, you are aware about the overall situation that has happened, gratefully, which wasn't the case before. Correct me if I'm wrong. So I see that, it seems that you are taking a lot of efforts to do the right things, to get it corrected so that this mistake doesn't happen. You are introspecting yourself. So Mahesh, what are we exploring today?
Like I mentioned, whether I should. Okay. I'm feeling burnt out right now. Okay. I'm because there's too much happening. I'm coordinating. I'm working my ass off. I'm not having a lot of time for family, for my passion, or I'm not having free time, me time. That me time is missing. And like I said, I'm feeling very burnt out at the current moment because of everything that's happened. There were backlogs, so constantly back to back. Running. I won't say running like a headless chicken, but I'm not having the support system currently. And so I'm just feeling that I'm building everything. So I'm just thinking whether I should put my energies in India or focus my energies just here. So that whole dilemma, this confusion, that's what, I'm in that whole confused state, what to do and where I need to put my energies right now.
Well, Mahesh, it has been a tough time for you. I hear that you've been feeling burnt out. I hear that you have no time for your family. You don't have your me time as well. So in order to move forward towards a positive outcome, how would you rather be?
Take a bloody holiday, which is, I haven't taken in a year's time. I think my wife and me have been discussing this for a long time, but there's, like I said, we had just moved in and there's a lot of work and setting things up. So we've not taken a holiday in a year's time. I'm scheduled to go on a holiday from Monday. we still don't have the visas in hand. So fingers crossed, let's see how that goes. And I think I just need, a break from this whole monotony that I'm currently feeling in the last few weeks. I haven't felt this in many, many years, but for whatever reason, say for example, doing this program, there's something else happening, there's just too much on my plate right now.
Fine. So, well, I think you definitely need this break. Hope you have a good vacation. But I also hear that, you are trying to put things right with respect to your operations in Mumbai and in Dubai. What I mean, putting things right with respect to the overall operation, whether it is India or whether it is Dubai market, what does that mean to you now?
The whole thing of setting up the new team, because you can't work as an individual over a period of time, and like I said, I work with I need people around to help me with the whole. I also, I think earlier mentioned that there's another project down south. During COVID, we had to shut operations. So that team also, I think I've kind of left them in the sense like not, micromanage things. So we're still trying to revive a dead horse sort of a thing, but they're saying that we are still working on it. So like a lot of what do you say, matlab chal raha hai, it's just going. But I'm not finding, I'm not finding that energy and the challenge to push myself to start again and set up the team and that sort of thing.
Okay. So, Mahesh, I did hear you saying that you're setting up a new team. And I also hear you saying that you have a couple of projects down south. So there is a decent amount of introspection that is happening from your end with respect to, even after having so many challenges, how do I grow in my current business? So correct me if I'm wrong. What I said is right?
Like a lot of roadblocks happening, but I mean it's a balance, it's like how do I put it, I mean that phase like kab khatam ho gaya yaar, like sort of
Right.
like okay, now I need things to roll a lot smoother. I think it's not a smooth road right now.
Right. So it is very clear that you are trying to put things right. So how significant it is right now for you to get things right in your organization?
Extremely, peace of mind. I'm not been sleeping well to that, and like I said, I'm sometimes wake up in the middle of the night, and like I'm just introspecting. I mean, that's not the kind of life that I want,
Sure.
and it's not by choice. I
Sure.
mean, it's like I said, the last 1 2 weeks have been a little tougher, I mean, I noticed I'm not sleeping well, and I'm like, hey, I really need to put a stop. So I've had the awareness. That this is not a life that I want. I need it to be better, but I'm in the process of, I mean, like I said, since I'm currently in that burnt out stage, I'm not even having that energy to put which direction, what to do,
Yeah,
that way.
I can understand. But I think at the same time, you are at the back of the mind doing the right things, which you've also said in our conversation. So, what would doing right things bring to you now?
I think right thing is one is like I said, currently in Dubai I don't have a team, so I first need to get that load off my head or my shoulder, I would say. So I have at least one or two people. So I've started meeting a few, but I've not finalized. So I need at least two people to work on the business development, go meet clients, whatever, handle. I mean, just take some load off me. I think that's what it'll give me some free time, and then probably go back to India operations and see, because I already have existing clients. There's this work going on, and there's so I'm coordinating literally with the trainers that are there, which is not something that I do otherwise. The team was doing it there, checking kya ho raha hai, which trainer has gone there, what program is happening. So all of this, and in the process, I'm not at my optimum level. So,
I can understand.
So I think the right thing to do is one is since Dubai work is picked up, I think I need to first get a team in place here. I didn't feel the need all this time, but now with whatever so many moving parts, I need to get that ball rolling.
Yeah. Well, Mahesh, I think with the current state of mind, you are still heading towards the right direction. What I hear is you are trying to explore India operations. What I also hear is that you're getting the right people on board in for your Dubai market. So,
hoping to, yeah. Not got as yet, yeah.
Yeah. So, Mahesh, having said that, what is a useful outcome for you in the conversation today?
I think I need to pause.
Okay.
And, And you just pause a little, take a step back. Whoa, that's not happened in the last few weeks.
So what I understand is that you would want to take some time with yourself, re-strategize your thoughts and move forward in the right direction.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
So for this to happen, what needs to shift in your perspective, Mahesh?
I think what's coming to my head right now is maybe one battle at a time. Not like, I mean, I think I'm all over right now. Like, Udhar we here also, whatever. So I think I need to pick one, focus on it, make things right, get the ball rolling, then focus back. Yeah. So I think what's coming to me right now is maybe put in more energy on getting at least one person started off in Dubai. See, because what happens is in Dubai, I need someone who also speaks Arabic. So I'm not finding the right balance, who will probably speak English and Arabic so can meet the local clients also. And I think maybe that's what I need to do is what I'm feeling right now.
Okay. Okay. So, well, Mahesh, I'm glad that, there is a lot of reflection that you are doing with yourself. You are taking that one step at a time, which is good to hear. So for you to do this, what will enable you to get to you doing this?
I think, okay. I think what's happening to that, and thank you for that question. I think I'm not accepting what's going on currently. That internal acceptance has not happened. Saying that, how could this happen, I mean, it's not happened in so many years of, being in the space, and I think just accepting, so that acceptance internally has not happened. So there's constant that counter questioning happening, going back and forth. So what I'm realizing right now is to accept things and one step at a time.
I'm glad, Mahesh, that you have started accepting it Maybe slowly, but then you have started, is what I understand from you. So what is becoming clearer now, Mahesh, for you?
Not the end of life. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm the kind of guy who takes things with a pinch of salt, but I have been burning myself out, and I think it's not worth it. So that's becoming clearer to me. And
Right.
I know the universe has got my back, so I'll just go with the flow.
Good. I mean, I think I could see a positivity coming from you as against how we started. So, what are you discovering about yourself, Mahesh?
No, like I said, so that realization to accept things and take a pause, go for the holiday,
Yeah.
come back refreshed and get down to a little more, what do you say, a more focused. Yeah, like again, I think I need to check whether I need to put my energies into India or Dubai, whatever, but I think I'll need to sit down and, do my analysis. But pick one and not both right now. I think that's the clarity that I'm having, that I cannot focus on both at the same time for
Sure.
whatever reason. Maybe pick one, but I can't decide that right now. I'll have to evaluate, but at least I think I have the clarity that I need to catch one right now.
Sure. And what new actions would now be useful to take?
I think do a basic SWOT
Yeah,
to see.
yeah.
What's there, and understand which are the areas that I could do a basic analysis to see which requires attention and what will give me ease. Yeah, so I think maybe over the weekend I'll sit and do that and get some clarity before I go for my trip.
Sure. That's a good thing to do. And what resources do you need to take them?
I haven't connected with my mentor in a very long time. I have someone who I speak to occasionally, but it's been a few, I think about 2 or 3 months, because he's been a little busy on the personal front. But so I just let him be because he was struggling with something. So I think maybe time to pick up the phone and just have a conversation with him.
Sure. And how will you be accountable to these actions, Mahesh?
I'll probably make my mentor my accountability partner and tell him to keep checking on me a little more often. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think we'll explore when I sit with him and see what comes out of it. But I
Good.
think I'm not having conversations, like I said. So I know we're doing this. Thank you so much, Sadat. But I think this conversation helps. So
Yeah.
I'm not having conversations. I'm just like on the move, doing things. So just pausing, slowing down, having that conversation is something that I think will give me a little more clarity and help. So thank you.
Yeah. I think, Mahesh, you are heading towards the right direction. Anything else, Mahesh, that you would want to discuss with me right now?
Nothing right now. Thank you.
Are you okay to close this session?
I am.
Thanks, Manish. Thanks.
Thank
Cheers.
you. Thank you. Appreciate it,
Have a lovely
Siddharth.
evening. Yeah.